The Gemara says on Daf Kuf Tesayin that the Vahibin Soravon, according to Rebbe, is a Sefer Choshev Hubifne Atzma, that there are really not five Chumashim and Svarim of Torah, but according to him, there are seven. As the Gemara says, quotes Rabbi Yonason, Chatzor Amudei HaShiva, Pasuk in Mishnah, Elu Shiva Sifrei Torah. So even so, Aaron, and that's why it's set off by inverted nuns before and after to indicate that it's a sefer by itself. So the Rav Soloveitchik was brought. What does it mean to say that it's only two psukim? How is it that two psukim by themselves represent an entire sefer? So the Rav said like this: if you look at the development of Sefer Bamidbar, you'll see that Bamidbar, the momentum is growing. Kadosh Baruch Hu is about to bring Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. You see, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yisro: come with us. We're about in 3 days, we're going to begin traveling and coming to Eretz Yisrael. And the machnos are set up at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, and the chatzotzos, the trumpets of silver, to call the people, to assemble them. Everything is about to, in terms of the ultimate destination of Eretz Yisrael, it's within grasp. And suddenly, everything changes. Right after comes the Misonanim, and then the catastrophe of Jewish history, the Meraglim, Bechiel Adoris, and everything takes a complete downward turn. So, had Moshe Rabbeinu gone in at that time, as was anticipated, you see the momentum, as I said, in Bamidbar, a Beis HaMikdash built by Moshe Rabbeinu would not have been susceptible to Churban, to destruction. All the catastrophes and Holocaust that ultimately befell our people wouldn't have happened. But because of this Bechiel HaDoros, because of the change in course, and then the Meraglim, we became so vulnerable. So the Rav said, this Sefer, for he'd been so around, the Moshe says, according to Rebbe, is a Sefer Bifne Atzma, is because what we have is only the remnant of a Sefer. Had Moshe Rabbeinu gone before the people, all the conquests and great victories and accomplishments, all those psukim, which would have been written, were never written. All that remains is the first pasuk, V'yibin so haron, and Uvnucha Yoma, the last pasuk, of a sefer that would have been written, but wasn't written. And that's why this is a sefer only in potential. And I would just add to what the Rav said, the Gemara says here, on that a sefer Torah Shabbala, that if it has pehe osios, 85 osios, like the two pasuk V'yibin so haron and Uvnucha Yoma, it retains its kedusha. Why is this the source? Because V'yibin so haron itself is also a remnant of a sefer that would have been written, but never was written. And therefore, if it retains, you see that a remnant of the sefer with 85 oisis, peyei oisis, retains its kedusha.